If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're talking hoops, H-Town. Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the hardwood in Clutch City.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
It's the Rockets Report.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Hey, Houston fans, I am so happy.
All right, it is 4:40. That means it is our Rockets Report with Brandon Scott. Quick update. Astros with another chance in that inning. Runners on first and second with Altuve. And with Brandon Rogers, Altuve coming up. And they popped out. One flew out, one popped out. Still 4-0. Still chances. The last three innings, they've left eight on and not able to open up this lead. But they still lead 4-0. Like we said, Hunter Brown is rolling today.
Hey, thank God for the AL West, though. God bless the AL West.
I don't know, man.
At least they still have a chance.
Yeah, I get it. Look at the Angels and Rangers are trying to run away with this sucker.
I understand.
Obviously, they want
us. Telling me there's a chance.
You know, Tyler.
But one of those is the Angels still.
Tyler said he's just waiting. It's like Joey Bosa. Some point, Joey Bosa is going to get that lower leg injury at some point. Miss the year.
Death taxes
Trout
and Mike Trout on a stretcher.
That's a damn shame, man. Your confidence and the
clock.
It has happened 3 years in a row on this show, and the excitement that you get in you get to announce it.
And you know what? You asshats out there that try to make me feel, I don't root this on. Cheer it on for Mike Trout.
I'm not saying
it's just guaranteed.
Yeah. I'm not saying I'm just saying you don't hear your voice when you get to announce it.
I feel like a psychic. I don't know.
You seem to feel good.
He roots for a team that competes regularly against Mike Trout. Yeah, no, it's
hey, guess what, guys? You won't believe it. Mike Trout, broken hand again.
We're all floored. We're shocked.
All right, B. Scott. Last night, the Rockets didn't even have to play, and they clinched the 2 seed.
Yep.
And that is, I want to get into some things, but I first, you have covered this team, and you have been through the hell. You have been through and been up at Toyota Center during all the rough years under Paul Silas Kidd. That's probably disrespectful. I should just call him by his name. But
shout out to Stephen Silas.
But Stephen Silas. But rest in peace, Paul Silas Kidd. All the ups and downs, the bad teams, the missed playoffs. You've been through and watched all of it. And now they're the 2 seed. 52 wins with 3 to play. They can rest everybody the rest of the way. Just for you, over the years, your feel of how incredible this turnaround has been.
Yeah, no, I feel like everybody deserves a lot of credit from top to bottom, especially considering that they were at one point the laughing stock of the league. Like, they were the butt of all jokes for not just what the results were, but for how they were going about it, the return, the James Harden trade, there being sort of a lack of faith in Rafael Stone and how he got that job and his tie to the Fertitta family, and if he really was the guy to be the successor to Daryl Morey.
Yep.
And man, he's done a hell of a job. The picks, you know, for the most part have landed in some sort of way. Like Şengün ends up being kind of a steal, right? Like that ends up being your best player. He was your second pick in the first round that year, you know, 4 years ago now. And then you just look on down the line, and it's been this constant development ever since you got Ime Udoka in the building last year, right?
That was the big piece, right?
Yeah, I think it was there was a matter of getting somebody in here who could capture the attention of the young players, right? And I don't feel like they had that before. They finally did get that. Not only somebody that could capture their attention, but that could teach them some things and would hold them accountable when they didn't do those things. And we saw that plenty last year and this year when it got to maybe even to a fault. When a guy's not playing well, he'll sit. And they all know this. But it doesn't matter who you are or what the pecking order is exactly. Jalen Green, whoever it is, you'll sit if you're not playing well. And that's kind of just been a lesson of the last couple of years. And now they've actually figured out how to play. Like, the big takeaway is the fact that they've actually figured out how to play. And it feels like that is like a recent development over the last couple of months or so, where it was, you know, they were really good for much of the year. They had the 2 seed earlier in the year.
Yeah.
But it still felt like they didn't know how to finish games. They didn't feel like a real winning team. Like they knew how, like they figured out how to play. And that's something that it feels like has happened over time. As Fred VanVleet was out after he got back, Amen Thompson, Jalen Green, of course, Alperen Şengün, all of these guys are sort of developing into winning players, and we'll see how it plays out as the 2 seed in the playoff.
Speaking of the playoffs, we were talking about this earlier. I mean, what they've already accomplished and what you just laid out, where they came from, where they are now, has been so remarkable. So with that said, do you already view this season as a success, or is there still something you want to see in the playoffs to be able to finish off this great year for the Rockets?
Well, I do think you have to change expectations based off of what you see, based off of new information. Like, if we were going to go, Luke, based off of what I thought to start the season, then absolutely it's a success. It was a success long ago,
right?
Because my thought was, hey, you want to at least get in the play-in, but your goal should be higher than that. You should try to be a top 6 seed. Like, not a play-in team, but a playoff team that doesn't have to play its way into the playoffs. You're already in there. So I thought, hey, a 6 seed, that would be really successful. They're the freaking 2 seed. So they have already surpassed that. But I think now, based off of what you've seen and based off of how they've developed, I think you can move the goalposts in a positive way and say, hey, you know what? As the 2 seed, you don't go into a playoff and say, hey, you know what? I'll be okay if the 2 seed loses in the first round, or I'll be okay if the 2 seed loses in the second round to the 3, you know, whatever it is. Like, no. At this point now, you expect the team to take advantage of the spot that they're in and to at the very least be competitive.
How big was, and Brandon Scott's with us here as always, 4:40 on a Wednesday, doing a Rockets report. How big, we've talked about this, the Rockets going into the weekend were, in their last 11 games, were 2-9 against teams with winning record. And we talked about it. Like, there's some people on the text line, some of our listeners who got sensitive to hearing that. We talked about it. This is what you got to do in the playoffs. How big was this weekend? Games against OKC, games against the Warriors, and what they did against the Warriors. And I think you can even throw in the Laker game as that rolls in, even though they lost that one, but the way that was played. How big was that in your thought process of how you view this team heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I think it's like, I don't think you can understate it. I mean, obviously, going up against the Thunder and the Warriors and the Lakers is a lot different than, you know, just the run-of-the-mill teams that they were going against. Now, I don't think that's as much a them issue as much as it is kind of how the schedule played out. Yeah. You kind of had to take advantage of the schedule, and I actually credit them for handling business the way that they did against those scrub teams, because you absolutely have to do that. But it was big, more so not just because of the teams, because of the timing of it all. And what I'm saying is, it's not like I hadn't seen them play well against good teams before. Like, you're talking about how it was as of late, and it was bad as of late. But early, they were playing really well against good teams. As of late, they were not. Okay, these are the good teams that you get at the end of the season when you need to be playing well, kind of the more critical part of the season. are you playing well against them now? Forget as of late and forget earlier in the season. What about right now?
Yeah.
And I think the timing of it is the biggest part of it. The reason why I feel a lot more confident in what they can do in the playoffs.
With that said, outside of just winning and beating those teams, was there something in particular that you saw that stood out in those games that give you confidence that, that carries over with you to the playoffs?
I know, like, I got it. I want to see if it's the same as mine.
Well, I mean, honestly, mine is just how they're able to play in spite of a bad Jalen Green game or a bad Alperen Şengün game, and they figured out different ways to win, and that those guys are better down the stretch. Those are the things that, and I mentioned this earlier, they figured out ways to win and figured out how to win and be a winning team. I've talked about this almost every time I come on here. It's all going to rely on Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün being those guys down the stretch, and they absolutely have. So that would be the thing that stood out to me the most.
Yeah, for me, I think that was impressive. But for me, fellas, it was, all right, you're playing three really, really good and unique offenses, and you lay your hat on defense. And for me, defense is like, you play good defense during the regular season, but in the playoffs, it's going to jump up. And I think those three games, those teams, maybe OKC, maybe they didn't have as much focus as normal, but I still think they were out playing. They played their guys. But the Lakers and the Warriors definitely were playing those games because they needed them. And to see the Rockets' defense in all three of those games control things and play to the level that they're going to have to play in the playoffs against those three teams. When you think about what Curry and the Warriors bring to the table, which is different than what Luka and LeBron and Reeves bring to the table, and what SGA and what they do with those bigs and OKC, and they held them all down. That to me was really, if you're talking about Luka, an individual, like an impressive part of that run, them being able to play the level of defense against those offenses that they're going to need in the playoffs.
So I've always thought that the defense was real. Like, it was something that you could kind of just hang your hat on, that it would be there because they got so many different guys that could defend.
I understand but I mean, three to Steph Curry.
No, I get you. But if I were to point to some individual things, it'd be a couple of things. First of all, so you've had some revelations here. The double big lineup with Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams. You've got something there. Like, you are able to play a little bit of a bully ball. Like, and it kind of sounds funny to say considering how the Rockets have been over the last few years. They have been anything but bully ball.
Yeah.
But now they got it. Now they got the personnel to do that. Also, Jabari Smith Jr. going to the bench. I know the focus on that was Amen Thompson and, hey, who goes to the bench when Jabari comes. But, you know, all of that. Okay. But Jabari as a bench player specifically is kind of like a wild card because he works in any, like, he makes sense in any lineup that you can construct. He can be your stretch four. He can be your small five.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And he can be he can play the wing in your double big lineup. So there's no lineup that you can construct where he doesn't make sense. And to his credit, he has taken that role in stride and has thrived in it. So I would say Jabari Smith as a bench player and specifically the double big lineup have been revelations for the Rockets over the last, 4 to 6 weeks or so.
All right, we just we got three more to wait, and they play the Clippers tonight. We'll see how they approach this game. We'll talk about that coming up.
Oh, this better be a Reed Shepard, Cam Whitmore, we'll Jeff see. Green, Sean Tate type of game.
You know, Ime Udoka's a hard ass. We'll see. You know, but
stupid.
But we'll see. We'll see how they approach this game. We'll look at the injury report. We'll have that.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.